in many ways, the character is really the ringleader of all of the action that's going on for the first and third acts, especially for much of what's going on. Can you talk a little bit about that, about how she controls, especially in the first act, all the people that are coming into her boudoir?
It's a question of society at the time. It's an unusual practice, and when you think about it, that a great lady would have this levee after she gets up and takes her coffee or her chocolate in the morning. It's actually the daily organization of the household, basically. And the Haushofmeister, the head servant, he's really the one who controls it all. But there is a ritual to it. Everybody comes who wants to actually make an application to her in any way, whether it be for funds, you know, the widow with the orphans come wanting money, somebody brings my new hat, somebody brings animals to see if I want another dog, this kind of thing. And it's all just the normal run-of-the-mill. I talk to the cook, the hairdresser comes in and does my hair. A friend of mine has sent over an Italian tenor to sing for me that morning. And this is all just the way the household runs, and she is seen to be the figurehead of that, even though probably it's like the civil servants. They're the ones that are actually running the thing, you know, and she's the figurehead. But in the third act, of course, when Octavian finds himself severely compromised, and Sophie and Faninar, her father, and the Marshalin is sent for, it does require great skill and diplomacy to get them all out of that situation, because the police have already been called. It's a house of ill repute where they've all been discovered in this charade trying to trick Baron Ox. So it does take a great deal of skill on her behalf to actually handle the situation with dignity and elegance so that everybody gets out of there unscathed, including herself.